Good evening and welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to your Friday night tune-up. I'm Hillis Pugh along with
Rebecca Greger here. Welcome everyone to this Friday night on April the 1st here with this beautiful energy that's happening today. Hillis, what do you think about it? And I do want to let everybody know for this show, I don't know if I will make it the whole way. Our internet in my neighborhood was cut. Somebody cut the wires, so they're fixing it now. So I'm using my hotspot. So like I can't even see Hillis right now. He's frozen. He looks really funny. He's like, so I don't think it's gonna happen. What?
So you kind of piecemealing it. So, you know, if Rebecca cuts in and out, or if she's a little bit fuzzy, so just bear with us with some technical difficulties that are out of our control.
It's April Fool's Day from the universe.
I love it. So yeah, welcome to.
So just want to let you know that it's still on my end of things going in and out.
Yes. And so thank you, everyone, as always, for tuning in every week, supporting us, sharing the show with your friends, family, and liking and subscribing. We appreciate it so much. And also, in exchange for our time, thank you for obviously and attentively donating to us to keep the show going, because without you, we wouldn't have our Friday night tune-ups. So click the link below in the description if you feel moved to donate. And to keep the show going, we very much appreciate it. And be on the lookout also too for our show that we're going to be putting together of our favorite things. And we have having some amazing experience with some of our new favorite things. So be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
So Rebecca, I mean, this crazy energy, solar flares, new moon. I mean, what's it all about?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because you're freeze frame shifting right now, but not completely like talking. So anyhow, it's, you know, I'm feeling in today, and today is like for me, what I'm experiencing and being present in today's energy, it's like a lot of trickery energy is going on. There's a lot of like really playful, and look at the day it is too, with the new moon starting over. But that trickery is all that old little shadow stuff is really coming to the surface, you know, to kind of like trick us. And are you going to be pulled back into the old stuff, or are you going to move forward, or where are you going to go? I feel like there's just, and the energies, I don't know, last night sleeping, I could feel the energies just pulling this way, that way, as this new creation's coming together. And it's just really, you just have to be playful and have fun with it, because it's just all over the place right now. Just like, are you feeling the same thing? So where are you?
No. I just want to curl up in the bed. That's how I've been. But the thing is, with that being said, understanding, you know, how you flow with energy and with your personality is different for everybody.
Exactly.
So, you know, so like Rebecca, she's out being playful and playing with energy and just doing, you know, and dancing with it. While me, I just want to lay in bed and integrate it in a different way. And whatever is best for you now, because with these solar flares, with the new moon, with the new portal of the 4-4 portal that's opening up next week, and this and that, and Crystal City emerging, and all this other beautiful energy that's being introduced on the planet. And I say introduced because this energy in this time is brand new energy. Brand new energy. I'm going to say it one more time. Say it with me, Rebecca. Brand new energy.
Well, I did try one of our new favorite things today, and look what it did to me.
Yeah, she did. It made her happy and energetic. And I tell you what, you know, the one of our favorite things, you know, I absolutely love and adore. And it also gives me plenty of energy as well. And as it gives me that energy, I still have to take time to integrate what it is for me. And so, yeah, there it is, the new favorite thing. But you guys, you can click the link in the description to find out more about this new cellular technology that brightens your body, brightens your soul, and brightens your energy Because that's what it's about now, you know, with this space of integration, with this space of being, with this space of really moving into who we are, what we're doing. And, you know, even though I will say that I was tired this week, but there has been a lot of introduction of energies, a lot of trying to find the level of integration is so beyond what I knew. So it's like me being in kindergarten all over again, but almost like in grad school, if you will. Well, I am in the space of learning, you know, what it is to be this master, but a master in this graduate level, and to really understand, okay, well, I know about that, and I know that this is happening, I know that's going on, and I know where to focus my attention so I can allow the energies to connect. Because, you know, as I am allowing the physical body to rest, the energy body is continuously moving. It is continuously going. And it is just at a high vibratory frequency that I feel on a cellular level that I really can't even express right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I just want to say hi to everyone who's watching. Hello, everyone. Welcome, Ellie, Colette, Indigo, and my Facebook user, who I think I can't remember who it is.
And Sarah.
And I and Sarah, Jay, yes.
Sue and Jay's on, and then I don't know who else. So welcome, everyone. And hey, type in. I see one person typed in. So let us know how you've been feeling, too, so we can express that and talk about it. I see that Indigo has been so tired yet unable to sleep for long. So you're kind of up and down all night. Indigo, I want to... I'm glad you kind of said that unable to sleep for long. I've been experiencing that as well. I say this all the time, is if you can, like, take a nice hot shower right before you go to bed and wash your energies off, even if you have some sea salt to throw over you, or if you can take a bath and sea salt before you go to bed. I have found personally myself that really helps to cleanse the energy of the day that I might have in my field and kind of help me settle in at night to help me to sleep a little better. Cause I do that as well. I'm up and down all night. So I have found with these energies, especially the last, I've really been doing it every night and it's really helping me to kind of settle in. So I don't know if that will help you at all, but that's just a little suggestion maybe to give it a shot.
But you know what, now that you mentioned it, you know, I was taking the ASEA, and when I go to sleep, I don't need as much sleep as I used to integrate. You know, it's interesting. I find that fascinating that I don't need as much sleep, that my body does what it does. It's at a quicker pace. So I'm allowing the energies to integrate faster. And so, so I may be tired, and because I'm doing the work quicker, doing at a more rapid pace than what other people may be doing. So that could be a thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening right now. We're speeding up. We're functioning from a different level at a different vibration. And when you function at a different level, things happen so much faster and things move through. So you don't have that long time frame, or, you know, time's irrelevant, but, you know, that long frame in between like we used to have. Should be changing as well.
Yeah, you have no choice now. I mean, it's either go fast or don't go at all.
and wherever you want to land, you know, or somewhere in between. Yeah. So, and I found too, I mean, for me this past week, I was on another journey. As you know, I always take off and go on my little adventures. This one was we won't even get to everything happened in this adventure. However, in saying that, what I was shown this past week and last couple of days, it was kind of, I went through this whole journey of kind of like the energies I used to be in and the energies I used to feel, into showing up finally by using and moving into the energies of where I am now, of what I want to feel and what I can create in my world. So it was really cool. Like the universe was showing me all the dynamics of kind of my journey and the different energies I have been in, and kind of like settled in at the end of, like, almost the gift at the end of the dream of where I'm required to be now, and all that other, I really have to keep out of my field because it's not irrelevant to me anymore. And so that was a huge growth for me, saying, this is what I require in my world now. And, you know, and looking at that, you know, it's using some of those maybe quote unquote disappointments I might have had in my life to fuel now moving forward what I want to create. Because those disappointments were part of your journey to propel you forward. So to have compassion and empathy and everything that we required right now to move in that space of compassion and joy to open that space up to create. So that's where I was.
No, I like that you said it because it kind of brings me to where we were talking about last week, and it kind of picks up where we left off from, you know, where we talked about last week and how we stepped into the energies of insecurity and really moving into the letting go of that, the letting go of the insecure space that we've been living in and step into a more confident space. Mm-hmm. And as you say that, you know, what you just talked about, it really helped me to see that in my personal journey this week, which you are aware of, I'm not going to share too much on the show mm-hmm. tonight. But, you know, when you have people, places, and occurrences from your past that show up, mm-hmm. and sometimes we really make things worse than what they could be because of our expectation of a past experience. So if we keep allowing ourselves to live in the previous experience, whether it be in a relationship or whether it be with a particular outcome or whatever the experience or situation was, we are constantly living in that expectation of that, which brings up the energy of insecurity. And so it is then now where we have to allow ourselves to be free from that, to clear that from our energetic space, because it doesn't serve us anymore. It doesn't do us any good anymore, because the outcome is often better than what we imagine it to be.
Exactly. I'm so, so glad you brought that up, because I really feel right now that's what the universe is showing. Most people right now are those experiences we've had in the past that have left us functioning one way. And now they're popping up to remind us of that space that we were once in to say, you don't have to be here anymore. Like, as you said, the expectations, it's like we can create a whole different dynamics around it. Like, that is just the past. We don't need to live. It's showing up just to show us we don't have to own and anchor in to all that nonsense we used to anchor into. And now we can create a whole new pathway and how we function when things from the past might pop into our world and our universe to kind of show us, hey, we don't have to live there anymore. We don't have to live in that space anymore. We can create it this way that keeps you at peace. Almost like a challenge to kind of show you where you are. You know, it's kind of like, it's just, I just feel like everything's are popping up right now just to kind of remind us, like, this is where you are. This is, you know, just kind of a reminder. Hey, look how far you've come. Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's the space of the journey that we have allowed ourselves to really live into. I mean, it's the journey that everyone is in a space of reflection on, right? It's like, oh, I've been here, or I've been there, or I've been there, done that. That makes no, you know, hogwash, pish posh. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. Hogwash, pish, posh.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Hogwash, pish, posh. I'm sorry, that just made me laugh.
And so it is in that space, you know, where even the people that I work with, they're like, oh, well, I've worked through that before. I'm like, well, we got to do it again. And so sometimes, you know, it's okay for us to relive those moments. And as we relive them, know that there's still something else underneath that has to be reviewed, to be looked at, to be cleared out. Because if something, especially now, in this time of stuff that's coming up, it's there coming up for a reason, because I know that I've been reliving stuff and I've been moving through this energy for years. And so, you know, when something comes up that's happened maybe 20, 30 years ago, from I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot about that. Why is that coming up now? There's a reason for it. There's always a reason that we are reminded of an experience that we have had, so that way we can then allow ourselves to purge it, to be fully free from whatever the experience was. Because what holds us is that thought of what it was. What holds us is that experience of the past and wanting to create something better from it. And yes, we can create from it, but create something new. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say something with that because I was thinking the other day because some things popped up for me and I was like questioning it. And the question was, do I want to keep this way that I respond or am about this situation? Do I really? I mean, is it really? It is serving me, you know, even though I looked at it maybe in a negative way before, but like, no, this is actually by responding this way makes me feel good and keeps me at peace, you know. So I think there's that discernment, you know, going on as well of questioning those things that you might have thought they weren't the right thing to do that actually were, if that makes sense in that. And that I'm not really triggered, but you can respond in the best appropriate way for you to stay in your space of peace.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly it. And so the discernment, as we talked about it, is very key when allowing for you to know, okay, what is the purpose of this emotional state that's bringing up this level of insecurity that is allowing me not to be my best self? What is this level of this experience that I'm experiencing now to know if it is to be a part of my now experience, the infinite now, because that's what it comes down to. We get so caught up in the mental games we play with ourselves. I know I do sometimes. I mean, I'll admit, these mental games, because it's part of the human experience, part of being in this vessel, this body that we have to live out of these extreme circumstances to know which serves me the best. And it's always coming back to center, coming back to neutral, to where we then can be, okay, I get it. I allow myself to be vulnerable, to see, to be more transparent in the occurrence of the repetitive theme in my life, the cycles that I keep allowing myself to experience, whether it's from my family, whether if it's from my friends, or whether if it's me just witnessing all of this. And so whatever this is for you, you just have to allow it to be okay with it, and to say, I'm done with it, and to move forward from that space. Take one step at a time, and if not a whole step, a half a step, because it's all about comfort now. Even though we are moving at such a accelerated pace, it is in that space of comfort that we know things are going to be better.
Exactly. And living in the now is the most important thing, and bringing yourself back all the time to align yourself to center in the now. So, and don't set the expectations of the future. Huh? Is that you?
No, I was breathing in my infinite now.
Oh, I thought somebody was whispering through. I heard whispers coming through. Remember, I can't see you talking.
I know. Yeah, so yeah, that was me probably whispering in the
You
infinite
never
now.
know with me what's happening. That's why I always ask.
So, you guys, we want to hear from you. We want to know how you guys have been doing, how you guys been feeling with all this energy that is happening right now on the planet. And even if you guys want us to talk about a particular topic, we may not talk about it tonight, but we can always talk it out, bring a path, talk about it on another show.
I know. I'd love to hear from you.
Because, I mean, you guys keep us going, and we appreciate your time, your energy, and keeping us going by donating to the show. And you guys can, click on the link in the description below to offer us a heart donation, as this is our time, that we offer to you this gift.
Can I tell him what I did today?
Yes.
I'm so silly. You know, I'm silly. So you guys have to look out. So, you know, I do my paintings and my artwork and things like that. So Hillis led me to a fabulous website that I can put this stuff and make products out of. So I'm in the process. So I got my website. It's going to be the pineapple chicken. There's a whole story behind that I will tell some other time. And so I'll be bringing some of my some making some t-shirts and some of my prints that I have, so my paintings that I have and prints and things like that. So I'm putting that all together now. So that's what I did this morning to step forward in the path that I'm going on. So I'm creating something new for myself, and I did that today on this beautiful day. So I'm so excited. So I had to share. So it just look forward in the future once our internet's back up, because I can't do it on my phone. I'll be working on it. So, but I wanted to share because I was excited that I took that step today.
Yeah, so now I want some pineapple fried rice.
Well, fine. I'll send you
Yes,
some.
please. But Colette says that she's having difficulty focusing today. And so, my dear, with the energies, I mean, the energies are so heightened that, I mean, even for me, and you guys know me, you know, Rebecca, that sometimes, with these heightened energies, with these brand new energies, that it has been challenging for us to focus. And with that energy of us being difficult to focus, we have to allow ourselves that period of rest, the time of rest to integrate. But if you are doing something where you have to focus, where that it needs your attention, then just be easy with yourself. Focus on what you can, whether if it's your breath, or if it's another part, just allow yourself to step away and then rejuvenate and to step into the energy that you are wanting to integrate into your field. And I tell you that if it wasn't for my magic juice, that I probably would be in the same situation of having challenge time of focusing, because it is, I mean, brand new energies, people, brand new energies, I tell you.
Brand new.
Yes, like beyond, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth density energies. I mean, these are like super high. And then Facebook user, I'm not sure who you are, but thank you for your message.
Thank you so
Thanks for
much.
your energy and giving to the collective. Oh, thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it so much. And so Susie,
Can I go
go ahead.
back to Colette real quick with the focusing thing? Colette,
Yeah.
as I spoke about earlier, this, as I said, the energies, and that's where that having trouble focus. So be very kind to yourself, because for me personally, when I say that trickster energy, that's that you can't keep focused because so much is happening, and just little tricks are being played, and just little things are just coming in, energies are coming in to pull you out all the time. So just be kind to yourself, like as this moving through. But I totally agree with you about the focusing today, because the energies are so, well, just insane.
Yeah, just be kind to yourself, love yourself, breathe, and just be. Breathe and be. And that's all you have to do. Hey, that's another one for your t-shirt. Breathe
Breathe
and
and
be.
be.
I love it. Breathe and be. Just, have a little dance with yourself, play some music, whatever makes you feel good to get out of this energy, because that's what it is right now as we
And
move
dance with
in.
it. Have fun with it. If you can't focus, because I'm not focused, where I'm going now, just like pretend you're like a just like I don't
A
know why
disco ball.
a disco ball, a noodle's coming to me. I don't know why. I'm thinking of those
Pretend you're a disco ball.
characters on the side of the road, you see that blow around, and that's what I'm feeling right now. But be
And
one of those, just flow and have fun.
some
What?
strobe lights.
Some strobe lights, that's what it is. Don't let yourself get like pulled down into it, and just like have fun with me, okay? I can't focus right now, but what can I focus on? Woo, dancing or whatever it is.
I know all these 70s references. Disco
Just busy.
balls, strobe lights,
I'm telling you.
but,
Yes. Oh, I forgot to show you guys what I got in today. Oh, I don't know where they are right now.
can you, are they accessible?
Are they? Hold on, let me go. Can I like I'm gonna can I remove myself for a second, and I'll be back.
Yes. Oh, wait. There we go. What happened? I don't know if anyone can see me because now it's a black screen. Oh, no. But anyway, that's better. Until Rebecca comes back, we know that she's off on a little journey. But just now, allow yourself to take the time as we get ready to move into the. Oh, thank you. See, this is what happens when the energy is so high that you lose focus. I forgot my train of thought, forgot where I was going, and now Rebecca's back, and I guess that's why.
Are you back? Did you bring me back in?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good Lord, look what I got.
Oh, your little gnome, your candle gnome.
He's a tiki torch.
Oh, tiki
A
torch.
tiki torch gnome. Isn't that fabulous? Oh my gosh.
No more shopping for Rebecca.
Huh?
I
I
said no
couldn't
more
wait to
shopping
see
for
it.
Rebecca. But I like what Susie says here. Says reminds me of the other day, the energies around me, so I very high ended up winning a tree dragon that has a crystal heart. Oh yay, I love that. And see, this is why I feel like I'm so scattered brain right now, because my energy is like, what? I feel like as I sit here, the energies are elevating even more. And you guys know this happens on the show a lot. When we do the show,
It was the gnome.
it was the no.
It was the gnome. The
It was
gnome
the no.
now.
I know, no.
I know no gnome. I spent the
Oh.
weekend with the gnomes.
I know you did. You spend almost every weekend if you can with them. But you guys, as we sit here and babble, we ask for you to send us your spirit questions. That is, as it is time for the spirit question part of the night, where we give you that divine guidance. And as we offer this divine guidance, know that we are gifting our time to you to bring you clarity, to bring you wisdom. And if you feel that our messages, our guidance is of value, please click the link in the description below to offer us a donation as we are taking our love for what we do and giving it to you. So, who's first?
Oh, it's silly time tonight.
I know it's going to be lit because my head is just
Oh, I can
swimming
feel
right now.
it. Oh, somebody came in earlier that's like all like really strong.
Might have been my grandma. My grandma always likes to hang out. Or my mom, they like to hang out
Oh
with
my
me.
gosh, comes in. Your birthday's coming up soon, isn't it? Oh, it's Indigo's birthday.
Don't know, Indigo, when is your birthday?
Who else joined us? Want to say hi to Gamby too. Hello, love.
So Colette is first. She said, I just received notice that the complex I live in is going to be sold. I rent. Should I be concerned? So, my dear Colette, what I got for you right away was a no, that you should not be concerned. And so, there's no movement that you have to take action on immediately. There will be some action, but nothing that you have to do immediately that is going to concern you or move you out of the energy flow that you are currently in right now. Rebecca?
I got the same thing. I have though what I'm feeling though is something beautiful around this. Is this is almost like a closing of a door for you, for another one to open up. But you don't have to do anything right now. But I have a feeling something in the near future is going to open up to shift into something new for you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rebecca. And Indigo's birthday is on Monday. What? How did I not know this? Happy birthday, Indigo. Happy early birthday. So happy, happy, joy, joy for that. And so, Ellie, thank you for your question. My job that I started is feels toxic. Is it time for me to leave? I was trying to hang in there for another month, but extremely uncomfortable. And so, first, I want to preface this by saying that we are in the energies of letting go of attachments, as we are in this fourth density energy as a collective that is in this space for us to let go of any all attachments. And as I ask this question again, What I hear is the answer is yes. It is time for you to leave, but make sure that as you leave, everything that you want to happen is lined up. So that way you are free from the anxiety, free from the stress, free from whatever flow of energy that is holding you where you are. So you are going to know when it's time for you to make that right move, for you to be free from this environment as newness is being prepared to open up for you. You just now have to have that leap of faith, that confidence and courage to take that step forward. So, Rebecca?
I'm trying to get the words together, what I'm going to say here. What's
kind of cool. it's challenging the energy. No,
I'm getting different waves coming at one time. So I got yes as well. However, I also got that you need to, inviting you to sit with the toxic environment you're in now and really sit with it to ponder what is triggering you within that toxic, to allow yourself to kind of explore the toxicity that you're in right now so that you can move forward and finally let go of some attachments around that energy that has you in that space that you, I'm feeling a lot of times when things get really rough, you've bolted. And now the energies and what I'm feeling, spirit is inviting you to kind of sit with that, to really look at before you bolt, to really look, because they want you to really see and feel into what is happening in that environment, because it's all a lesson. It's all a teaching experience of growth for you. I hope that makes sense. However, you know, and when I'm saying that, also getting out of the environment would be very healthy for you. However, don't just say, I've got you, run. You need to look at that toxic energy that is around you, because yes, that's what you need to explore to move forward, because if not, it's going to follow you.
Yeah, you have to understand what the triggers are so that way you don't run into or have that energy still be attracted to you. So once you understand the triggers, you can say, done.
And I think some of it's a part of something that's in you, in that you hold on, like you hold on to that keeps you in a comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. You're right on it, Rebecca. I 100% am in agreement with all of that. So thank you for that.
Awesome.
So Miss Gamby. I feel that I have a pull happening from my ancestors to communicate. Can you verify? I got like a very emphatic, all capital letters, yes. Like an emphatic yes. Yeah, they're definitely all around you and communicating with you in different ways. But I feel there's also competition in this space to get your attention. So you have to allow yourself to quiet your space, quiet your mind, and allow for the communication from your ancestors, and not just, you know, those recent ancestors, but ancestors beyond them, like great, 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 whomever ancestors as well. So just allow yourself to clear the space, clear the mind for you to receive the guidance and the light that you are asking to receive. Because I feel that you're also doing a lot of searching. So stop searching and allow it to come to you. Rebecca.
Exactly. I want to thank you, Gamby, for the experience. I didn't want to go into it, but thank you. You know what I'm talking about, because it was such a beautiful experience for me. So I want to thank you for that. And I firmly agree that the ancestors are trying to communicate with you on so many levels. And I feel also that they're asking you for your guidance to help release them from past belief systems that have been stuck in your family lineage. And they want you to come forward to clear that for them, so, and claim that for them, so they can move forward and release them and yourself from some past energies that are stuck in your family lineage that are required for you to anchor into and acknowledge, so and clear, you know, open up to shift for them, to shift yourself and clear your lineage in the same period. So yes, they are reaching out to you in a huge way with an open heart and love, asking you for help, because you are the strong pillar of the family that has the ability to do that for the whole lineage. So that's what
beautiful message. That was awesome.
I want to, you know, in that as well, I'm feeling too, when that happens, that will open you, like the swirl that you're stuck in right now is what I'm going to say. And that will release that. And so it can push your creative expression forward in what you're really required to do, because the swirl, you're like in a washing machine right now, swirling around these energies from the ancestors and everything that you're holding on to. So you can let go of that move. I hope that makes sense. So thank you.
Love it. So Sarah, does spirit have anything to say about my career or changing it?
A lot of career stuff, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, people want that change. We all do.
People are stepping into their truth and saying, I don't have to deal with this nonsense anymore. I think it's awesome. And who they are.
Yes, and with that being said, Sarah, I feel that you are being guided to really discover who you are, who you want to be. And in this path of self-discovery, you really have to now acknowledge your sense of self, acknowledge your abilities, acknowledge who you are, who you were meant to be outside of the everyday, outside of the mundane, outside of the career, outside of the space that served you, but it serves you no more. And step to a space that's more serving and filling you up with the passion, with the guidance, with everything that you're wanting for yourself, everything you've been asking for yourself. And things have been showing up in your world to help make this transition easier, but you kind of been ignoring that, those signs. So pay attention to the signs that you're asking to show up in your world. And as you pay attention to them, things are going to show up more rapidly and more visibly, so that way you can really understand and know what's happening in your world right now. Rebecca?
Yes, I agree with you. I'm also feeling into, once again, there's old stuff around you that needs to be released, and you need to let that go to allow that, I want to just say, karma kind of release from your beingness. Also, I'm feeling like there's, have you been thinking of moving, or is it something around moving? And moving could be many different things, but moving something in your life. I don't know if it's a new home or something moving into, or it could just be moving into a new direction. So are you feeling, and whatever that is you're feeling into, and do you do art or anything like that? Because I'm getting like there's this energy around creativity, around art, and art could be so many different mediums. To move forward into that needs to be shared as you move into this new direction of you. But first there's like this little bit of weight that's holding you down, like we all have right now. But this little bit of weight that really needs to be looked at to move into a new career. But I feel like where you are right now is where you've kind of just settled into being. However, you are going to start to open and shift and move kind of forward in a different direction, in expanding your heart and expanding your beingness and your expression of who you are, to start to look at a world at a different place. And when you start to do that, there's going to be new things coming to you, so you can kind of step forward into what's being created out there for you, if that makes sense.
Yes. That was beautiful, Rebecca. Thank you for that. Oh no, and we lost her. Okay, guys. Hopefully she will return. And oh wait, there she is. She's back.
I blew it up. and knocked me off. The energy just said, "Kunk."
Yeah, you're
Don't
done.
Don't cut yourself off. See that? Don't close that door on yourself. You can tap back in and open it back up again.
Yeah. And so for the birthday girl, are there any messages for my Earth Day week, please? You know, my dear, I appreciate you so much. And so I'm just going to say what's coming in is that the journey you have chosen to take in this past month, is been your own reward. And so continue to follow that path, continue to follow that intuition and the guidance, because everything that you have asked for is coming. The new home, the new body, everything that you are asking for is on its way to you. So as you stay true to yourself, as you stay true to your path and purpose, just be patient and allow for it to open up and be delivered to you, to your front door. Because it's there. It's already yours. Yeah, I love that. It feels good. Rebecca, what do you have?
Just one thing. Just nurture yourself. Treat yourself like a goddess this week. And that investing time in the self-care of you, which I know you have been, will bring you more energy and more love and more peace and more magic that is just going to show up at a whole different level, because you'll start to believe and have the confidence in your creations and what you're creating for yourself. And I want to say what you are creating of you, of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, just, it's going to be magical. And that's all I'm going to say.
Beautiful. And this will be the last question before we move into our tune-up for the night. Facebook user, I wish I knew who you were. Maybe I can do a little bit of investigating to see, so that way we can get a bit more clarity in the image. In the space here, but who are you?
It's a mystery.
I know, it's a mystery Facebook user. We have the mystery Facebook user who's showed up today.
Tour. So anyway, I'm just gonna show you the little part that just popped out from the fairies. Spring, which is so beautiful because it answers the question that you had. Your desires fully manifest as the flowers begin to bloom. So what is it? Spring. So that's what's coming through.
Yeah, it's a little foggy because I'm not completely connected to you, my dear or sir. but just know that as you continue to step into the path that is meant for you, the path of authenticity, it just brings that space of magic and allowing you to open up to receive who you are as you make the choices from your heart. And as you choose from here, everything else is going to bloom, kind of like what Rebecca just said. So honor yourself and you honor what is to come.
Yeah, and just step into your heart and follow that. And this is for everyone. I'm learning more and more, and I've always known, and we've all known this. However,
oh, this is Angela.
However, we really, right now, really, 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 more than we ever have before, learn to just trust and surrender to the universe.
Yes, 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 yes. And so this is Angela, Rebecca. You know Angela.
I'm drawing a blank. I probably do, but I'm drawing a blank right
you
now.
Stayed with her.
You stayed with her?
Yes.
Why am I drawing a complete blank? Oh my gosh.
Angela, you know Angela at the cabin.
At the cabin? Why? The cabin where? I'm having a complete
North Carolina.
Oh Oh
Oh,
my gosh. I
wait
spent
a
so much
minute.
time.
There's a couple. There's wait a few
I'm sorry.
Facebook.
When you said cat, I was connecting it to you, Hill. I don't know. I got myself lost. Hello, love. I am so
Wait, no, but
oh
this is
my
even
gosh.
more confusing. So there's another Facebook friend
What are you
who
doing to
is.
me, Hillis? I'm all already out there tonight.
I'm already
You're
out
confusing
there
me
too,
more than
but
ever.
then, no, but then there's also another client of mine who's on here who's acknowledged herself as a Facebook user. Her name is Daisy. So, guys, if you're on Facebook, please scroll down to the bottom of the description and click on the link that says you give StreamYard permission to access your information. So that way we can see who you are and we can clear this confusion of who is who. Because there's another question on here, and I don't know who it belongs to, where it says, can you tell me where my front door is? I don't know. I don't know who that is, and
I don't
I don't
understand
know, and I don't understand that either. But we're gonna move into Deborah, and Deborah, I
that.
believe, will be our last question for the night before we do the tune-up. And forgive me, Daisy, or Daisy. So if you have your question, you can message me personally, and I will bring you guidance in and around your question. But this is the last question from Deborah before we move into the tune-up for tonight. So, what do you have, Rebecca?
What in front of you is not what it seems. Stand your ground and all will be.
Oh, that sounds like a spell.
That's what came out of my mouth to you.
Say it again.
I can't remember it.
Literally sounded like a witch's spell.
That's what flew out of me. So I hope you heard that, Deborah, because I it was about standing in your ground. So I can't remember exactly what I said. But there's stuff in front of you. That's not what it should be. It's an illusion. You need to stand your ground right now. I don't, there's something going on. I have a feeling it has to do around family. But you really need to stand in your ground and just remember, don't let what the sir it there's more behind it than what you're look what you're seeing. Don't take it personally. Stand in your ground.
Exactly. And
Move
just
in the
press.
direction of you. What?
And no, I was going to tell Deborah, if you can, just press rewind on the live. I don't think you can on the live,
Yeah,
but just
I
watch
get
that.
those downloads, those poems or just messages like that, or if you want to call them spells that just come out. I don't even know what I say. They just
And she froze. Okay, now
Yes,
she's back. Yeah,
I'm
you
back.
froze. Yeah, now you're back.
See my magic.
Yeah.
Freeze.
Yeah, exactly. And so and she's gone again. Oh my God. And so Deborah, what is interesting is, yeah, I 100% agree with what Rebecca was saying about you standing your ground, but allowing you to really not just stand your ground, but to really honor who you are. And not to get knocked off, because with everything that's happening, there's all this this energy of distraction around you, and with this energy of distraction, it really lends itself to you not really honoring it and owning who you are. So allow yourself to be free from the distraction, be free from the clutter, and center yourself to be who you're supposed to be in that space. So honor yourself, my dear, honor yourself. Yes, I know. Well, I know. And so you guys, it is now time for the Friday night tune up. It's time for the tune up. It is now
I think
time
we're
for the
already all
tune
tuned up. I think we're a little tuned up tonight.
I don't know. It's a lot happening. It's a lot
I
moving and
know. I'm on a
shaking.
spirit tune up, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it is beautiful. It is okay. Yeah. So I was just getting a whole
Glad it came
Facebook.
back for the tune-up.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I
Did you see
did.
what happened while I was laughing?
Yeah, you like froze.
I know when I said, see my magic, I'll freeze, and like it disappeared. And I was like, how cool is that? So that shows you how
Stop
magical we
saying
are.
that because you froze again.
Oh my God. I'm not frozen. Am I frozen?
Yes.
I'm talking.
Yes, but I see you as frozen.
Well, you've been frozen this whole show, so I'll release you. Okay. I've been
Anyway.
talking to Hills like this the whole night.
See, and you okay, now you're not frozen anymore. Okay, what are we doing tonight? I don't know.
I don't
I just
know. Having
know that I
a good
am.
old jolly time playing with these energies.
I know. Well, you know, I'm just burning up right now. It's like hot.
I'm freezing to death over here.
How?
I don't know. I don't
Okay.
know.
All right.
I
So you
let it.
guys, whatever this is, it's going to be very
Who knows
playful
what's in it?
energy, very subtle energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, playful and subtle energy. And I'm glad you guys got your weekly comedy in as well.
Yes.
We should change our note. We should change our show to Comedy Insight.
Oh, that would be fun. You know, there was a new comedy store that just opened up, and I was joking with my husband. I'm going to go up there and try to do comedy night. That would be really funny. I'll let you know if I do it.
Yeah, Comedy
Yes.
Insight. So guys, let us know if you think we should change the name of our show to Comedy Insight. It's this
It's
it's 1 degree
onesie.
Celsius. Oh my God, that's
Ooh,
cold.
I must be. I'm overseas. That's where I'm cold. Ooh.
I'm not. I'm whatever I am. I think I'm going through menopause.
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 Yes, it's cold here, but feeling hot. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, there it is.
What?
You ready? No, I guess it's like all this stuff is like.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's gonna, I'm everybody, it's gonna be very playful tonight. I can tell you right now, I'm in some very playful fairy energies right now, as you can tell by how I am. Yeah, so
Oh no.
what?
So, Katie, my dear, thank you for your question and message. So, if you can message us or message me, one of us directly.
Just say it real quick.
Okay, Rebecca's gonna do a card really quick for you.
A card really quick because that's how I feel tonight. So you got the how I'm talking about what's going on, the solar flares. So the sun and joy, success and happiness. So my dear, I feel like you're just moving into this new space of these beautiful energies of finally, after so much heartache in your world, of finally moving into the success and happiness that you've always dreamt up.
Yeah.
Okay. Tune up time.
Thank you for that. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Rebecca.
I
Thank
can't
you, Katie. Yeah.
No one's left behind tonight.
All right. So wherever you are, whatever you do in the life, you just have to take a nice big deep breath.
Yeah, and also getting everyone, just kind of move your body right now. Just we need to move into our bodies more and just kind of just allow yourself to flow a little bit. And just shake it up and just move the energies through your body. Whew. Just allow
Yeah.
yourself to feel good, huh?
No, I was gonna say, as we do, as we feel these energies, as I connect these energies to you, connect these energies to those who are watching now and later in the infinite now, in the infinite now, infinite now, infinite now, watching in this playful, beautiful energy of spring, allowing for this newness to emerge. On this night of the new moon, because we are in this new energy, allowing for the newness to be present in our lives, allowing the gift of newness to emerge in the ways we've asked for it to show up. And when it shows up, that it become visible, We are fully aware of this material space, the material vibration of which we have allowed for as we continue to create newness in our being every day.
They were waiting to come out.
Yeah, it was like a playground. A playground of leprechauns.
What?
It was a playground of leprechauns and fairies.
It was. I'm like, I got leprechaun energy, I have fairy energy, and that's why I've been so playful tonight, because I could feel them, like, and they were just waiting to come out and play. So there you go, guys. That's I don't think they've ever come through before on this show, have they?
Fairies, yes. Leprechauns, I don't remember.
No, you've never seen my. That was, yeah, the leprechauns came through tonight.
Yeah.
Luck of the Irish.
Well, actually, no, I am Irish.
Aha!
No, but it's interesting. So I want everyone who's watching this, who's filling into this energy, to understand that, yes, these energies are intense. These energies are very intense, but it's also now to dance with them, to dance with the space, to dance with the energy, to dance with who you are. And as you dance with this energy in the most playful way, in a romantic way, you allow yourself to discover who you are. You allow yourself to know who you are. You allow yourself to be present and accept who you are in this playfulness. Because playfulness isn't always what we see the children do. Playfulness is also the enjoyment of receiving what you have asked for. The playfulness is in the acceptance of who you are. The playfulness is the infinite dance of life, the creation. Because when we create, we play. And when we play, we create. So it's all in that balance, in that energy that we allow ourselves to be in.
Yes. Thank you. Mwah.
And so everyone, remember to hydrate, rest, whatever it is that you need to do as we move through this energy.
And play and have fun.
Yes. Yes. And next week, we're going to have a couple of shows for you, so be on the lookout for that as you are liked and subscribed to our channel. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for all that you are. And until next week, everyone, keep exploring.
And remember, don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you.
Beautiful. Thank you.